The prosecution rests its case with little evidence presented about two of the defendants, officers Timothy Wind and Theodore Bassino. And there is one particularly glaring omission. The one witness jurors probably most expected to see, the victim himself, Rodney King, has not been called to the stand. The state defends its decision.
There isn't any way Rodney King, with all these blows raining down on his head, could have told the story as clearly and as coherently as that videotape. So Rodney King would not have added any facts to the case. He simply would have been up there as a target, the target of the defense attorneys to beat up on him and try to get the jury to look in a different direction than the facts of the case. I guess you could sort of sum it up this way. These officers, these four defendants, beat up on Rodney King, and we weren't going to give their attorneys the opportunity to beat up on him in court.
It was a serious tactical decision for the prosecutor not to call him. How many cases have you seen where there's not a homicide, where they don't call the victim? And I'm sure the jury would have liked to have heard from Rodney King whether or not the absence of Rodney King is a great score for us or not. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.